Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat. Uppercut season, no time, you stop breathing. Also, we also got, you know, even though it took place at like 5 o'clock in the morning, I definitely gotta give shout outs to the Japanese card for Top Rank though, because right now they are, you know, number one, you know, although the main event, you know, the winner kind of blew my parlay early, you know, because he decided to be on some knockout shit though, but it was an entertaining card nonetheless when I actually, you know, I know Pilot, he saw the whole thing live because he, you know, he's an early bird when this motherfucker, so it's like he saw all that shit though. But like I say, it was entertaining as fuck. You know, yeah, Koshi Tanaka, you know, becoming a champion in, I think it's third division over Christian Bakasegwa. And that was a good little fight, you know.
He became like one of the youngest, or, you know, one of the, you know, earliest four division or some shit like that.
Yeah, no, that was a good fight. And then Judo Nakatani is definitely making a push to be in a pound-for-pound top 10. You know, by beating Alexandre Santiago, because now that, you know, and the funny thing is too, is I thought it would be more competitive than it was supposed to be, because Santiago is no bitch. Like, I mean, he was able to take punishment from Donaire and win. You know, like, you know, so it wasn't like he was a tough guy. He had never been stopped before, and Nakatani pretty much just
first fight in that division too for Nakatani.
Yeah, like Japan
six.
Yeah, that's where Japan would be churning out these fighters left and right. They'd be going up to a decision, the division in the first fight, and it's been completely dominating fighters that don't necessarily be dominated.
Yeah. You know, not special to me, but you know, obviously he's got to keep doing his thing.
And then for all the people that like to say that Monster needs to fight Tank, you know what? Not Juto Nakatani is probably a more reasonable fight, probably a fight that actually would happen.
Cause he's tall. He's long. Like, I seen pictures next to him and Crawford and Thurman. He looks tall and big of those boys. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a 118 right
he's
now.
He's certainly punching like them. Jeez, like what the fuck? You know, like Santiago was like all busted up too. And I know you had him being a KO. Like, I think it was like 7-12, but he stopped him at 6. You know, I'm just like, that's that shit right there. That should have happened, man. But yeah, Nakatani.
I had a 10-12.
Huh?
Yeah, I had a 10-12. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, he stopped him a little early. And I was like, geez. Like, and let's say he made it look easy, though. So yeah, Juto Nakatani, man, you know. Yeah, that dude is going to be a problem at bantamweight. And then, you know, we had the main event with Monster Anyways brother Takuma defending his bantamweight belt against, you know, Jiren Akahas, you know, who, you know, he's probably getting up there in age, but he's still a tough guy. And if you told me that this, anyway, would score a knockout that would put someone down for a ten count, I would have said you were probably smoking rocks, because...
By the way, real quick, I think Nakatani versus Emmanuel Rodriguez is the fight to make.
That would be a good fucking
fight. Rodriguez would get fucked up.
Yeah, Rodriguez would get fucked up, yeah. Get super fucked up.
I hope he don't beef with nobody's dad this time.
Yeah, right?
Wait,
his brother,
in a way, 118 or 115?
The brother, in a way, Takuma, he's 118. He's a champion.
118, okay. So Nakatani was... Because I thought Nakatani was the main event, but obviously he got relegated to the
co-main. Well, they got, because the in a way name is the story.
Yeah, in a way name,
Japanese
yeah.
boxing today. Yeah. So they probably made a... They made one of them last-minute decisions. It was like, look, Juta Nakatani, we respect you, but Monster is going to be carrying his brother's belt.
They little broed him.
Nakatani, because people are saying eventually Nakatani versus Inoue is a thing. Use that as motivation, maybe. I don't know.
By the way, I'm not like, you know, shout out to the Inoue's, but I'm not cool with now these motherfuckers now on some bullshit with their dog whistles of, oh, well, you see how Papa Shingo is with his kids and how he makes them be so respectful and how he's such a good trainer, but he's overlooked because he's not a loudmouthed, attention-seeking trainer like like Bo Mac. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. We see what you're trying to say with that fucking dog whistle.
People just can't have it. Instead of just focusing on Takuma Inoue knocking out someone who had never been knocked out before on some with a body shot, you know, and they want to just make something extra, like, and that should have been the focus, because Takuma,
Like, and first of all, he was out by.
What has Womack done recently for even to get those bars or anything?
He ain't done anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's one thing if dude was running his mouth yesterday or something. I could, even though it's still fucked up, you shouldn't say it. But I could somewhat understand if dude went off on somebody the other day or his recent. But just to come out of nowhere off of nothing and just make that statement is.
Especially
when you're. Especially that idiot Dougie Fisher that's like, oh, well, you motherfuckers voted for him. You voted for him for Trainer of the Year. So what the fuck does that say about the ring?
You're the head of the Ring Magazine editorial team.
What the fuck? You're basically you shitted on your own company and you didn't even realize.
Yeah. Like, this is why we can't take them serious no more. Like, Ring Magazine is just, like, eventually another publication might emerge. But it's like, I don't care who y'all get over there, like no one's gonna change all the years of racist cooning and just misinformation and hatred, and it's just like y'all could bring back Langston Hughes and
I will say this. I will be paying attention to articles, whatever's written by, because now Jake Donovan is going to be working for the Ring. My good buddy Jake, I will definitely be tuning in and supporting Jake.
He's going to be the only worthwhile thing from Ring Magazine. That and the fucking the Best I Face series.
Yeah, which is by far the best. I think the best that I read from boxing in any type of boxing publication.
Those two things. Yeah.
Yeah, Jake Donovan, and hopefully Cliff Roll does some work with the Ring. Shout out to Cliff Roll,
he's quality.
And so, like, the Ring will never change in the sense of, like, it's like, you know, you can have good cops in a police force, but we all know that the whole system and shit with police forces will never change. The Ring is what the Ring is. If you can get a couple people that could actually bring some respectability. Cool. That's all I'm asking for, because I'm never expecting the Ring to just.
Well, shout out to Jake Donovan. I think he just got with the Ring Magazine, so hopefully.
Oh my god!
Dude, we got me and King P literally having the whole conversation.
I didn't hear that part.
What the fuck?
All right, Puppy. Like, I got it.
I can't.
Wow. That was
a classic one. Like, we up here literally explaining, like, the whole, like.
We love you, bro, but you be funny, You a funny motherfucker.
Damn, nigga, like, what you be doing? How you not? He literally. We even went the whole, like. Yeah, these niggas ain't gonna have. They could get anybody credible. It ain't gonna change nothing. Da, da, da. Then the niggas like, no, well, Jake is solid. He just got over there. This, that. I'm like, yeah. Go shout out to Jake, yo, real niggas, real shit. Salute, yeah. Fuck the Ring. Fuck all them other niggas. Oh yeah, best I ever face series. Yeah, that's cool. Didn't Pilot come through with the? You know what? You know, Jake could probably change things. I heard he got over there, like.
Yo, that was so fucking classic, yo.
Damn, bro. Like, wow. Like.
Yeah, but yeah, no, yes. But yeah, shout out to at least Top Rank, with the quality Japanese card, because like I said, Japan, because someone put a graphic where Japan only has 3 less world champions than the U.S.,
Yeah. I seen that. The UK kind of low on that list.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you know, like Japan, like, you know, you gotta be careful because Japan, because they keep coming out of the war work for some shit. Like, you just never know. Like, you know, give or take in 5 years, they may have the most world champions by then. Like, you never know. You know,
but hey, by the end of this year, who knows?
Yeah, and then also, again, shout out to Takuma for scoring I think it was like +900 for dude to score a knockout. So that, if you put money on dude knocking out Akahas, then yeah, salute for you. You want a payday, but you do blew my parlay. like early, so it's just like, hey, the game's the game, right? So yeah, like
I get one of these, damn.
You know,
I'm getting on these women. I'm getting on the women boxing fights, right? But these niggas be fucking up though.
But